promises to all who keep God's law of love, February 27. We shall not lie or bear false witness. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Exodus 20:16. The ninth commandment requires of us an inviolable regard for exact truth in every declaration by which the character of our fellow men may be affected. The tongue, which is kept so little under the control of the human agent, is to be bridled by strong, conscientious principles, by the law of love toward God and man. False speaking in any manner, every attempt or purpose to deceive our neighbors, here included, an intention to deceive is what constitutes falsehood. By the glance of the eye, a motion of the hand, an expression of the countenance, a falsehood may be told as effectually as by words. All intentional overstatement, every hint or insinuation calculated to convey an erroneous or exaggerated impression, even the statement of facts in such a manner as to mislead, is falsehood. This precept forbids every effort to injure our neighbor's reputation by misrepresentation or evil surmising, by slander or talebearing, even the intentional suppression of truth by which injury may result to others is a violation of the ninth commandment. Jesus teaches that the exact truth should be the law of speech. Let your speech be yea, yea, nay, nay. These words condemn all those meaningless phrases and expletives that border on profanity. They condemn the deceptive compliments, the evasion of truth, the flattering phrases, the exaggerations, the misrepresentations in trade that are current in society and in the business world. They teach that no one who tries to appear what he is not, or whose words do not convey the real sentiment of his heart, should be called truthful. Everything that Christians do should be as transparent as the sunlight. Truth is of God. Deception in every one of its myriad forms is of Satan. We cannot speak the truth unless our minds are continually guided by him who is truth.